Hello guys, and welcome to the latest edition of the Black Spin Global podcast. I'm Eugene.
And I'm Lucy.
And yeah guys, welcome to this latest edition. This is our Wimbledon preview pod.
Yep.
Literally, what are we, it's a Saturday, so we're 2 days or less than 24 hours away.
Yep,
pretty much.
Yep.
Currently recording live from Eastbourne.
Yes, sir.
The Eastbourne Media Centre.
Yes, sir.
Shouts out to the LTA for hooking that up for us.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Lucy, actually?
Doing really good, you know. Being here today and being able to record here is actually a great feeling, I'm not going to lie. We work hard, you know.
I was going to say, this is our first time seeing each other this year.
That's one.
So, a celebration.
Yeah, exactly. And two, you know, the thing is, I just realised we never actually celebrated our first year anniversary.
Properly, yeah. I think I posted it on Twitter and Instagram,
but we need to start playing games, because we need to give ourselves props. Like, we started this pod in a panoramic, there was no tennis, and we've pulled it off. We've had interviews, we're out here in Eastbourne
plugging away,
you know, so like we should be proud of ourselves.
I hear that
you too, man. You guys, in case you guys didn't know, Eugene's a plug. I was chilling in bed halfway dying with tonsillitis, and my guy was out here, you know, making it happen. But next year we're gonna go bigger and better, more days here in Eastbourne. But shout out to LTA and Ben Wiseman. Thank you very much, Ben, for hooking us up. You have no idea, like, this is really big for us, and appreciate it being here, man.
No, big time. And also Faye, I think it's Faye Andrews,
yes,
who's like basically in charge of like all the media stuff here. So big thank you and big shout out to both of those two.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, let's get into it. So obviously the Wimbledon draw is out.
It's Wimbledon season, baby.
Grass court tennis for the first time. People are saying, this is kind of, you could probably help me out on this one. So people are saying, oh, we haven't had grass court tennis for 2 years.
But we haven't.
But it...
This is, like, we didn't have it last year.
I know, but it's not two, it's 1 year.
It feels, but it's low-key in a way. I get what you mean.
It's 2000. We had it in 2019.
Yes, we don't talk about.
And not 2020.
No, yeah.
But we're back on 2021. So it's been 1 year.
I think what they mean is that 2 years ago since we actually did.
I don't know.
I'm guessing that's what they mean.
Because it's really not a big deal.
But yeah. But it feels like 2 years anyways. It feels really long.
It's been a while.
It's actually crazy to think that we had zero grass last year.
What was the first event that you watched, as in this year, on grass?
I watched the Felix and Federer one.
Oh, and Haller.
Yes, that's the first one that I watched.
That's not a bad match to watch.
That was a very good match, to be fair.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that one. Felix did really, really well. Federer, I think he was even baffled. I think Felix put him in a very uncomfortable position where he literally lost his rhythm. It kind of made me feel like Federer's going to have to work this Wimbledon. I'm not going to lie. Like, do you get what I mean? It's not going to be easy for him at all. It's not going to be easy for him.
Big time. Because I watched a lot of Haller. I think Felix got to the semi-finals.
Yeah, he did.
Which was a good effort.
Mm-hmm. For grass especially.
And he's decent on grass, because he made the Stuttgart final before. The week before, lost to Cilic. Mm-hmm. We spoke about, obviously, on the previous pod. But yeah, there's been, for me anyway, like watching grass court tennis again, I was like, damn, it's been missed.
100%. But I feel like it happened so fast because
stupid
Roland Garros moved their fucking date. So here we are. I generally feel like this grass season is going like it's so quick. Like, I can't believe we're actually finally, as much as I miss Wimbledon, I can't believe we're, because after Wimbledon, that's it, we're done.
There's been argument to like extend it so that to make it basically longer in the calendar, so like have more events even after Wimbledon.
But I don't in grass
yeah,
in general
grass court events.
I think so as well. Yeah. I actually think there's not enough grass, but then again, it makes you wonder, will people actually go? Because not a lot of people go to these smaller tournaments. Yeah, they just go straight to Wimbledon.
And on that too, like, how do you feel about players entering events literally on the eve of Wimbledon? So like the week before, we'll talk about what's happened this week in Eastbourne, for instance.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's needed. It's done in every other surface and other tournaments, why at a slams, why not with,
because it's funny, even this weekend, women's George, Camilla Georgie, she pulled out in the semifinals,
yeah.
She was struggling with an injury, but
yeah,
I think she just said afterwards she didn't want to like risk it going into Wimbledon.
Yeah, which so, a lot of players did, yeah. Australian Open earlier this year, true. For example, which I understand, but I feel like in general, anyways, whether with this scenario, I'm not getting into any players because it wasn't their fault.
Yeah,
Roland Garros moved their dates and it fucked up the whole thing. Do you get what I mean?
Definitely.
So I don't really blame them. So I totally understand it. And I totally understand why there's not a lot of players playing. They want to relax. You know, the conditions in France were even different. You know, the court speed was different there as well. Mm. So I can't even, and think about it, they haven't played Wimbledon since 2019. Some has probably even been longer than 2019 as well. They probably didn't play that time.
True.
So it was a bit like, okay, but I feel like in general, there needs to be more tournaments, but I think maybe they need to figure out what is it with grass that people don't actually play a lot before the slam.
Yeah,
I think they need to figure out that first before they jump into conclusion and decide to create more tournaments. Do you get what I mean?
That's a good point.
I think that's important.
That's a good point. Let's get into what's happened before we actually get into like the Wimbledon stuff. So we had, obviously, we spoke about Halle, Felix reaching the semis in the singles and the final in the doubles with Hubert Hurkacz, but they did lose that final. I think they played the third seeds and lost in like straight sets. But like you were saying, Felix is pretty good on grass, so I'm very excited to see how he does at Wimbledon. On the women's side, what did we have going on? Obviously, Naomi Osaka pulled out. No real surprise.
Yeah, I didn't expect her to play.
But it was nice to hear that she's basically looking forward to the Olympics and competing in that.
Oh yeah, no. The Olympics going to be in Japan.
Yeah.
She's Japanese. It's hard court. I 100% see her playing in Japan, and I think she'll be, more importantly, I think she'll be more happy playing in Japan. In general, she loves playing there.
Yeah.
She did say that she missed being there for a while, and the support is going to be bloody crazy. Mm. Like, I can't wait. Like, I wasn't that excited for the Olympics, to be fair, in general, because especially with COVID and stuff.
Yeah, it's a bit
rough. But, you know, I think in terms for her, it's going to be like a good, happy, healthy place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, looking forward to
it
that.
It was nice to see her like post again as well with the
the Vogue.
That's it. Exactly.
Cover Japan, she looked great on it. She looked fantastic. And there were some paparazzi pics of her and her sister. Just like they said that she was trying to just spend time with family and friends.
She's absolutely fine.
Whatever makes her happy, man. Whenever she's happy to come back and play, she'll come and do it.
And then we also had, the women. So they were in Berlin. Madison Keys, she got to the quarterfinals, I think. And she beat Sabalenka en route, which is a pretty good win.
Yeah, really, because a lot of people have been talking about Sabalenka lately in terms of Wimbledon. And I'm just like,
second seed at Wimbledon this year with Halep's withdrawal. But I thought that was a good win for Keys. And she played, it was a three-set match.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of took me back to her kind of, not glory days, because it's not like she's past it, but just when she was winning regularly.
Yeah, so I think ever since she came back, since her testing positive, she's been focused and playing
she's
and stuff.
She's starting to get back up.
Exactly,
back up
there,
which is good to see.
Mm-hmm.
And also Hayley Baptiste and Asia Mohammed were in the main draw after coming through qualifying. Hayley Baptiste, it was funny, I say unfortunate for her, it was her grass court main draw debut at like WTA level, and she had Jessica Pegula in the first round, and it was a really close and competitive match. In the first set, I think it was 6-6, so it was a tie break. And basically Baptiste was sadly forced to retire after like injuring her knee. She took a nasty fall.
That's what I was telling you.
Yeah.
Everyone was tripping during that. Like, it was absolutely crazy. Like, nearly every single match, everyone was falling. Like, my whole tier was like, fuck grass. I was like, relax.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was like, because it was crazy. But
because to Baptiste's credit, she tried to like continue after like getting
treatment.
Yeah,
she did.
And, like, she got the knee wrapped up, but she couldn't move.
Yeah.
Which is quite sad to see and like unfortunate for her. So yeah, we've not seen her since, basically. So consider, well, hopefully she's doing well and like, yeah, speedy recovery to Hayley. But yeah, that's where Madison, she beat Sabalenka en route to the quarterfinals.
Which is big.
Yeah, which is a big win, which we spoke about. But then she ended up losing to Samsonova, who ended up winning the tournament. And I think she, after winning that, she then made it into the top 100, which was for the first time, as in Samsonova. So fair play to her. We also had Heather Watson doing quite well. So she got to, was it the semi-finals in Birmingham? Lost to Ons Jabeur. But again, like Heather's, she's a force, like on grass.
She's British.
And she also, I think she played doubles with Katie Swan. Oh no, Bolter, I think she played doubles with.
I know she played doubles, I can't remember who, top of my head.
But just again, for Heather to go on that run in the singles, that should do her some like confidence.
Yeah.
Do her confidence some good.
I did see her, or was that after the other one? The other tournament.
Because she was here.
She was here.
She lost to Swiatek.
Which
in three sets.
Was crazy. Because the thing is, I saw her partner, her boyfriend, posted something, which was the first time I saw him posted.
Oh, really?
After like her loss and stuff. Like she was like, he was like being encouraging and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because she beat Vekic as well, which was a pretty
I think it was after the Iga match.
Oh, okay.
And I was wondering, I was like, has she been feeling low for him to be making up? Because he never really, they post each other here and there like selfies. But I think from my understanding, my recollection, like that was the first time he posted like after like she lost or something and she was feeling, So I hope she's not feeling too low. Like she's doing really good. Before this whole COVID shit, she was doing even better.
This year she has struggled. Like I think she's had a few... I don't think she's won many matches since like the Australian Open. She got to the second round.
But remember, Australian Open, she was part of the people who had to self-isolate.
Yeah, true, true.
Those type of things as well. I feel like post-COVID was a little bit like harder for her, especially as well. So,
very true.
Yeah.
Coming up to this week now, obviously we're in Eastbourne, but Sloane Stephens was in the Bad Homburg. Again, never heard of that place. Bad Homburg.
Yeah.
in Germany, but she withdrew.
Yeah, she did.
Very last minute. But I think it was a precaution because I think she said she was having like issues with her foot.
Yeah, something like that.
But it doesn't seem like it's anything serious. I think it's just like a precautionary thing.
Like I told you, I really think a lot of players are trying to keep it safe for Wimbledon, and I don't blame them because she was playing really hard and well during the French Open as well.
She had a decent clay court run. We look forward to seeing Sloane back on the grass. And then obviously here in Eastbourne now, let's start with the men. So we had Gael Monfils, top seed. It was tough. So basically no one is from a Blackspin Global perspective made it past the first round on the men's side. So Monfils played a lucky loser, which we'll get to in a bit. But if we just start with Joe Wilfried Tsonga. So Tsonga, he played... Who did Tsonga play? Igor Gerasimov, and he lost that in straight sets. Francis Tiafoe and Jay Clark, they were also in the main draw. So Francis coming off the back of his quarterfinal in Queens, he had a British wildcard, Liam Brody, lost that in straight sets as well. And Clark, he had the Aussie, John Millman, again, lost that in straight sets. Some good moments, I guess, though, for both. Like, I did watch both of those matches. I think TFO was having issues like with the lighting because it was like quite late in the evening. So he was saying like, basically we should...
Yeah, because it had to stop a lot because of the rain, right?
Yeah, so exactly. Monday was like rained off and then they played on the Tuesday. The weather wasn't great.
Yeah. So UK doing UK stuff.
Yeah, I think TFO was just basically saying, listen, I don't want to be in a situation where we have to, you know, we're playing, we have to like cancel midway through. Like, let's just call it now. But they ended up finishing that match like with decent light. But Brody won. And another first round exit was for Mikel Yema after coming through qualifying. So he played Alejandro Davidic Fekina, the Spaniard. And it was quite competitive in the first set anyway, but then he fell away in the second. So that was a straight sets loss for Yema. Coco Gauff, she kind of made a run. It was a big win in terms of the circumstances. So she lost the first set against Elise Mertens this week. Lost the first set 6-love, literally.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
and then
won
the second and third 7-6, 7-5. Social media was going crazy. Like, you're saying, "Oh my god, like Coco Gauff, like she's so special, she's incredible." Like, but again, we've said it on this pod so many times.
Facts.
Like, it's like not that we. Obviously, it's still incredible and it's amazing, but like,
where's Coco?
This is what I'm saying. It's like, it doesn't seem that surprising, mm-hmm, and she's 17, mm-hmm, which just seems 100%. Ridiculous. But
yeah, 100%.
Fair play, but then she lost in the second round to Anastasia Sevastova.
They played quite a few times.
Yeah, so I think it's 3 times already, and Coco has never beaten her. So
it is Sevastova, though. Not gonna lie, she's very much more experienced. Yeah. Sevastova made it. She made it through very far.
It did feel, though.
She made it through like the semi-finals or quarter-finals, if I'm not wrong.
I think the quarters. Yeah, I think
quarters
she lost
or
the quarters.
Semis. One of them too.
But yeah, the match was kind of on Coco's racket, so she did win the first set pretty comfortably.
And again, you need to remember Coco played to like what, the quarterfinals or semifinals of French Open.
Quarters,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, yeah.
And this was her first grass court event as well.
See, exactly.
Since Wimbledon. Yeah, like, in 2019. Mm. So, no, of course. But I did feel like she was going to win at, like, all beats of Estava, just because she made such a good start.
Yeah.
But it's like perspective again. Like, she's 17, so we need to like remember that. Like, of course, she's an amazing, phenomenal talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's also important just to remember like how old she is.
Mm-hmm.
And she also played doubles this week with.
She did, yeah.
The women's champion now.
Yeah, Ostapenko. Yelena
Ostapenko. So they beat the Brits, Heather Watson and
Dart,
Harriet Dart.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 3-set match. But then they lost to the 4th seeds, the Chan sisters. I think they're from Chinese Taipei. Who I think they went on to reach the semi-final. So yeah, like it's weird. Like with grass court, like we said, the grass court season is very short. So like players are just basically trying to feel their way in. Some players don't even play tournaments before Wimbledon. Like, so yeah, like I don't think we can read too much into like these results.
Exactly.
But at the same time, obviously it's good to kind of, yeah, it's good for players to kind of get wins to build some confidence.
100%.
Going into a slam.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not like the end of the world if they don't even play. Like, I mean, look at Serena. We all know, you know, she doesn't really play warm-up
mm-hmm.
events prior to Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
Venus usually does, but mm-hmm. didn't this year.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, like, let's just see how it goes. But let's get into the draw now.
So oh, boy.
Let's start with the women. So Serena's the 6th seed this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the seeds are they're all a mess considering who's playing and who's not playing. So obviously Noa Sarkar, Halep.
There's been like hella people
pulled out.
Yeah, hella pulled out.
They're like the main two in the top 10.
Yeah.
So yeah, Serena, she's the 6th seed. She starts against Alexandra Sasnovic of Belarus, I think. Yes, Sasnovic is from. And I want to say she's like just outside the top 100. So that's a decent draw.
Listen, Serena has great draw.
I think Sasnovic is a good player though. Like
she's given
players.
But I'm just going to back that in general. I think she has a good draw.
And you know me, I don't like to look too far ahead.
Of course. No, it makes sense.
At these
yeah.
draws. So yeah, obviously Serena, 7-time champion at Wimbledon. Which is just incredible.
Mm.
So we'll see how she does. I mean, I think all the kind of like signs from the camp, good positive vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like all the stuff I'm seeing on social media. And
my nerves are there though. Like I'm so
nervous. Of course,
I'm so nervous.
of course. But
oh God,
I think with the French Open as well, because I don't think people kind of, we did speak about it a bit, but like I don't think anyone was really expecting her to do as well as she did.
I didn't even expect her to even win. Remember, I was even telling her not to even play.
This is what I'm saying, exactly. So for her to get to the fourth round, like, I think that's pretty good going.
Exactly.
Considering she wasn't even, I mean, her form on clay wasn't great before.
And this is why when people were making noise, I was like, fam, you guys are acting as if, we all know her least favorite or her least, like, you know, she doesn't play, like, her and clay is not like that. Yeah. So the fact that she made it that far, was great. I'm just, the only thing I just need Serena to do is just move a little bit more and that's it. Move that feet, girl. Move the feet. Move your feet. Because I think the girls are now peeping. This is the one thing that she's not doing as well as before.
Yeah.
And they're making her move, but she's still trying. We just need a little bit more. But I feel like ever since she's come back from her maternity leave, she just keeps getting better and better and better and better. I know she's going to win it. I know she's going to win a slam eventually. I don't know when, but I know for a fact that she's going to do it, because if it was a thing where she was playing and she was not improving, then I can understand. Because every single time she plays it, especially in the Grand Slam, especially now she plays in the new Grand Slam, we always say she's playing better than she played last time. She played better than she played. And I feel like, because people are so emotionally invested, they even forget that they even say that.
Yeah.
Because this Australian Open, I think it was like her best. Like, she was moving. Yeah. She was great during that Australian
that
Open. That was
Halep for me was like
was a fam.
Yeah.
And she, because she was like, "Ah, you think I'm gonna forgive you for you think 2019? It's time to whoop your ass." Exactly what she had to do.
No, but, so I'm excited to see Serena. Definitely.
Me too,
and obviously, grass is like a different ball game for her. So
listen, she does not play.
Venus, 5-time champ. She starts against Mihailia Băsănescu, who Serena played at Roland Garros this year. So it's like Băsănescu can't get enough of these Williams sisters. And some exciting news on Venus as well, partnering up with
guys, as you know, I love Nick Kyrgios. So this is a Black Spin Global perspective, and I love obviously Queen Venus Williams, but apparently the two are teaming up for mixed doubles at Wimbledon.
Very exciting.
It's just literally the announcement not too long ago, and I'm so excited. I love seeing Venus. Like, I don't know if you even noticed, even on her social media, she interacts with other people, especially like the younger people.
Like, I do like that. Yeah.
I love it. Like, she comments a lot on Osaka's thingy as well.
Love that.
So, you know, she played doubles with Coco, which was
huge.
The first time she's done that in the Grand Slam besides her sister. And now with Nick Kyrgios, and I can't imagine how it is for them, because you're playing with like people who literally change the sport.
Exactly.
Like, do you get what
it's,
I mean? Like, it must be
special.
Such a and I don't know, it's just, do you know what, in my head I feel like they're probably the same type of people. It's just like Venus is just more quiet, but I feel like behind the scenes she's like Nick.
Obviously I don't know her, like, but yeah, I think she's definitely good vibes.
Yeah,
like,
and I think she enjoys, because deep down, like I said, I feel like everyone loves Nick's energy. Mm. Like, we know he's crazy, but he's bringing that thing to the
100%.
Sport that we need. So I am so looking forward 100%. To that. I'm so looking forward to that.
So yeah, we look forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
In terms of seed, so Coco Gauff, she's the 20th seed this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's just kind of
crazy. That's
to think.
Crazy. That's really
the last
crazy.
Time she was at Wimbledon, she was a qualifier. And
wow.
Now second time round, she's seeded.
Crazy.
So yeah, she plays the British wild card Francesca Jones, which would be that'd be a good match, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everyone expects
the pressure's gonna be there.
I think everyone kind of I mean, being seeded, there is that kind of, I guess, like you said, expectation. But like we all know with Gauff, like she lives up to that.
Yeah, 100%.
In so many ways. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's gonna be an entertaining match. But I do expect Gauff to come through in that.
Yeah.
Keys, she's seeded 23rd at Wimbledon, so she plays another Brit again, this time a qualifier, Katie Swan. So obviously Katie Swan, she's going to be pretty confident coming through. She's going to be high in confidence coming through qualifying. So I think it's three rounds you've got to win to get through. So, but again, I expect Keys to win through on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sloane Stephens, not seeded. which is just weird to see, like, no number next to Sloane's name.
I know.
She's got Petra Kvitova, the 10th seed and former champ. I think she's won Wimbledon twice, hasn't she, Kvitova? Was it just the once?
Is it once or twice?
I don't know, but she's won
this
Wimbledon.
This is Black Swing Global, anyways.
She's won Wimbledon, so former Wimbledon champion, I mean,
yeah,
in the first round.
Yeah, her and Grass is good, but I don't know, you know.
But again, and we'll talk about this later on in terms of the seedings, like, that isn't... Obviously, on paper, Kvitova should win, but we all know Stevens is...
That's what I'm saying, and Petra is not... I mean...
She lost recently, well, I say recently, she lost in the semi-finals.
She's been up and down lately.
In bad Hamburg to Kerber.
See?
So, but that's
she was
match.
All the way in the finals.
Semis. So semis. She lost in the semi-final, yeah. So
we'll see anyways.
Yeah.
We'll see. Because the way I see it, like Petra, like, if it was years ago, then I'd be like, yeah, Stevens done it here. But Petra lately has been like up and down, yeah, to be fair. And I think Stevens in a mindset where she's trying to like prove herself.
No,
so
definitely.
You never know. I think that's going to be a three-set match.
I wouldn't be surprised if Stevens wins that as well.
Yeah, same. Because like, when they announced it, a head of people were like, oh, yeah, see. I was like,
yeah.
And I was sitting back, I was like, I don't know, you know, she, maybe I'm too optimistic, but I think she might,
I wouldn't
she
be
might
surprised.
Bag this.
And yeah, Heather Watson, she starts against the lucky loser, Christiane of America.
Mm.
Decent draw for Watson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think, again, she'll be high on confidence considering she's got some good wins on the grass.
Yeah, definitely.
This year. And Jasmine Paolini, so she's a debutante at Wimbledon. This is the first time playing at Wimbledon. And she's got Andrea Petkovic, the German, in the first round. So that's a decent first round,
mm-hmm,
for Paolini.
Mm.
So yeah, that's the women. Also doubles, actually. Let's touch on the doubles quickly. So Goff and McNally, they're back together.
Nice.
Seeded 12th. So that's just both. Yeah, because I think McNally, she's 18 or 19. They're still teenagers. She's mm-hmm, still a teenager.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like two teens seeded in the women's doubles. So they've got Perez and Kasatkina in the first round. Aja Mohammed, she's also in the double. So she's playing with Jessica Pegula.
Nice.
And they've got Davis and Reyna in the first round.
Mm.
And Stevens, she's also playing doubles with Amanda Anisimova. They've got a tough one. They've got Van Outvank and Minnen.
Mm.
Two pretty solid doubles players there. Mm-hmm, so that's going to be a tough one for Stevens and Anisimova. Yeah, on the men's side now. So we've got Gael Monfils, the 13th seed. He's got a qualifier. So he's got Christopher O'Connell from Australia in the first round. Monfils, what do you mean to actually speak about Monfils? He lost in the first, well, not the first, the second round here in Eastbourne I think it was a lucky loser. And yeah, it was a three set match, but he had his moments in that.
Yeah.
But obviously, we all know he's kind of been struggling for like form and just confidence of late. So hopefully he can like get it together at Wimbledon. But yeah, 13th seed, Christopher O'Connell in the first round. Decent as a qualifier, so that's again a good opportunity there for Monfils. Felix Auger-Aliassime, he's the 16th seed, so he's got Thiago Monteiro of Brazil, and it's funny because he played Monteiro the first round of the US Open last year.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking this could be a good omen. Like,
yeah, he's fine.
That was a four-set match though, but I think Felix ended up going to... He reached the fourth round.
He reached,
US
yeah.
Open, so
yeah, he did, he performed well. That
this could be
that
a, this could be a good like
yeah,
omen
he should
for
be
him.
Okay.
But it's funny. We spoke about this last night in our text exchange. Joe Wilfred Tsonga plays Mikael Yima in the first round. And then the winner plays most likely Felix in the second.
This is why I said, listen, I'm telling you guys, yeah, Wimbledon was like, no niggas. They said niggas out. They said nope.
So it's
Serena
just like,
is just enough.
It's tough. It's tough out here for the men. But again, I think that's going to be a nice moment, seeing Tsonga and Yima like competing against each other.
Because
that's like old generation versus the new.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I can't even call that, honestly. I mean, yeah, let's just see how that goes. And then... One of the, I'd say this is probably the blockbuster for me anyway. Francis Tiafoe versus the third seed, Stefano Tsitsipas.
Guys, off record, yeah. I remember I was all stressed and Eugene was like, nah, I think Tiafoe. I was like, bro, I'm a bit scared. It's looking a bit crazy.
It's tough. It's definitely
tough.
It's
going to be a tough one, but the only reason why I feel like Tiafa might get this is because, like you said, Tsitsipas just might be like tired. Like, yeah. Do you get what I mean?
It's
like,
not even the tiredness. It's just the pressure of being seeded and expected to win.
Yeah, because he's seeded third.
Exactly.
Third.
Because team pulled out.
Nadal,
exactly. That's why he's gone up to third, exactly. Yeah.
But do you know what? I think we underestimate Tsitsipas' mental strength, because since the beginning of this year, since French Open last year, September, he's been grinding.
Of course.
So, you know, I couldn't believe it that he made it to the finals in French Open, because it was tough. Like, it was really, really tough.
He did his thing, definitely.
He did his thing, man. But I think they're playing on Monday, right? Or Tuesday?
Don't think the schedule's been released yet as we record this.
Not really. Yeah, he hasn't really been released. Yeah. They've only said for some players. But whichever day, I'm looking forward
it's going to be huge. Yeah.
To that.
But I just think it's a great opportunity for Francis. Like, and again, it's frustrating that he obviously has to play.
And they might be playing, because he's third seed, they might be playing like court one or court two.
Should be one of the show courts, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, just on Francis, I think it's just frustrating that he has to play this caliber of player so early on, like at a Grand Slam.
But his obviously,
it's his ranking. So
yeah,
and he's been putting in the work. Obviously, winning Nottingham, the Challenger, got to the quarterfinals at Queens. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think he can he could win this match. Like, and I wouldn't be that surprised.
Mm.
Obviously, he's not the favorite, and like on paper, he should lose. But I'm giving him every chance to basically cause a huge upset. So yeah, looking forward to that one.
Yeah, same.
And then yeah, lastly, Jay Clark, the British wildcard, he plays Igor Gerasimov in the first round. And again, that's a decent draw for Clark. Mm. Hopefully, he can get a result there. So yeah, that wraps up the men singles anyway. Doubles, Clark will team up with Marius Kopel, and they play the 15th seeds Daniel and Oswald. And we've also got Nicholas Monroe teaming up with Vasek Pospisil, PTPA guy. and they've got the 7th seeds Murray and Suarez. So yeah, that's a tough one for Monroe and Pospisil, but obviously good luck to all of them. And yeah, that wraps up the kind of first rounds.
Where you put Murray and Swords?
Yeah, because they've got Monroe.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Monroe and Pospisil. So as we usually do with these Grand Slam preview pods, predictions, which I hate.
Okay.
How far off were we with the French Open ones as well? Well, to be fair, Sabalenka, did she reach the quarter? Did she get to the quarterfinals? No, she didn't get. She lost in the third round. I think she lost in the third.
Something like that, yeah.
But yeah.
And then I got mine completely wrong.
I was
wrong.
Way off. I think I said Barty for the women.
Yeah, and then you said Djokovic, didn't you? Final.
I said Djokovic final. No. Did I say Djokovic?
I think you said Djokovic.
I said Nadal.
Oh, Nadal.
I said Nadal. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought?
So yeah.
Would have thought.
Back to current times. Where are we going? You go first. Ladies first.
Okay, Wimbledon. I'm unfortunately giving it to Djokovic for men.
Okay.
I want to say Federer, but his grass performance lately and the way he's been do you know what's so funny, he actually didn't really want to speak to the media after
he
lost.
Was pretty pissed off,
and I'm here, do you know what I was thinking? I was like, I bet you wish he did not talk too much during that Osaka thing, saying it's your job to do it, because I guarantee you if he didn't talk he wouldn't have went.
I don't know, you know, I think it's the French Open, him putting out after the win against Kopfer. And
No. The Felix one, he didn't want to talk to the media. He came late.
I think that also has something to do with it, because he pulled out of Roland Garros.
Oh yeah.
Saying he wants to basically prepare for Wimbledon.
No, I know. No. But he made, when they were asking about the whole Osaka thing.
Okay.
He was also one of those players that was saying, yeah, I understand, didn't, but you know, it's kind of really part of the it. Job, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Give the whole, it's part of the job thing.
Yeah.
And that, and when that happened, when he, because he apparently, he took hours to do his interview, yeah. like his press, and I was like, I bet you any money he wished he made that comment, because he did not want
yeah,
to. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
I bet a lot of these players are going to regret talking too much. But anyways, yeah, I'm giving, they might just give it to Djokovic.
So Novak.
Women's is, honestly, I only have Serena. I can't think. Everyone else is surprisingly saying Sabalenka.
Because the top seed is Barty, and Sabalenka's the second seed.
I don't see Barty going that far.
It's interesting.
Barty's grass record is not all that.
Cause she's got Carla Suarez Navarro as well in the first round. So that's going to be an emotional one.
I don't know. I don't see Barty going far. I don't see Sabalenka going that far. But then again, it's Grand Slam. Like, for women's, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of stuck. So I'm just going for my queen.
Serena, yeah.
My one and only. For the love of God, please, Serena. I'm on my knees.
What an occasion that would be.
What about you? Who do you have?
Men. I'm going to go surprise. But the thing is, I don't want to call anyone. Like, but I've got a feeling it won't be Djokovic. Even though I know he's going
to
be going for it. Like,
I pray to God it isn't.
He could potentially do the calendar slam. Because obviously he's the... Roland, he won Australia.
If he does this one, it's going to be twice in a row.
But I'm saying it will be three of the four, and then he'll just have the US. Hope he won't get defaulted again. But but yeah, it's tough to look past.
So
Novak.
So who do you have? Who do you have?
I feel like it's going to be someone unexpected. Like,
do you know what? I kind of feel like the same for. I feel like for Wimbledon in general this year, it's feeling like it's going to be someone that we, for both men and women.
Similar to like the women with the French Open.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
I feel it's going to be that kind of vibe for the men. But I don't know if it's going to be like. It's not going to be like a qualifier or anything.
So you don't think Djokovic?
I don't think it's going to be Djokovic.
Okay,
no.
What about women's?
Women. I'm going to say Serena, yeah. And it's a heart thing more than anything.
I get what you mean.
I'm just putting it out there. Good vibes. Do you get me? So let's say Serena for the women, definitely. Men, who am I going to go for? Oh, man.
Medvedev.
Because
he just won.
He just won in Mallorca.
Never know. And French Open, he made it to what? He made it to the semi. I think that's who he lost.
He lost to Tsitsipas, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say. Man, this is putting it.
I won't be mad at Medvedev winning. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna say another Russian, but not Medvedev.
Really?
Yeah.
Rublev.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Rublev.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Rublev.
Okay.
I'm gonna say it.
Not bad.
So that's my like outlandish like call.
Alright, cool.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Let's see.
But yeah, I've just got a feeling it's going to be someone random, like on the men's side.
Okay, I feel like that for both men and women. Besides,
obviously, I'd
Serena.
Love it if it was flipping Monfils or Felix. But and even Felix could do something.
I mean, hey, if he's able to beat one of the best players,
he is good
on
grass. Like,
we're talking about Federer.
So and that too. So.
He actually rattled Federer.
This is what I'm saying.
Federer did not know what to do. Like, he really made him nervous.
Almost played like the perfect tennis match. It was almost like the Murray performance at the US Open.
Yeah, that was quality. Saying, yeah,
unreal. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Rublev. But
okay.
Yeah, obviously we're rooting for everybody black. So
let's just see.
But yeah, guys, that wraps up this latest edition. Mm-hmm. So, our Wimbledon preview pod. So enjoy all the tennis at SW19.
Yes.
And yeah, we will be back with you at the end.
But we are on Twitter and
of course,
Instagram,
and IG,
so follow us.
All that.
We're going to be active.
Very much so.
My managers at work, don't bring me in for meetings during some important matches because priorities.
Facts.
But yeah.
Facts. So yeah, guys, enjoy the tennis. And yeah, like Lucy said, keep in touch on social media. And yeah, we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Take care.